We find ourselves straight up at 8 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. Welcome to the Mornings with Ed Show. Delighted to have you as part of the program. And also, as we do on Wednesdays, delighted to have Laureen Gilbert. She's the award-winning president and CEO of Wealthwise Financial Services. She's here for the Wealthwise moment. Welcome, Laureen.
Good morning, Ed.
How are you?
Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for being here this morning. Thank you so much. I know you're at the office early. I heard people buzzing about like you're at the office super early this morning.
Right. We don't waste any time. We're just right there. Market's open early. So.
I get the feeling, knowing you as I do, I get the feeling that 6 a.m. is not out of the question for you to be at the office. I really don't.
No. Well, I don't know about being at the office, but certainly looking at the data. We're always looking at what's going on first thing in the morning.
I can imagine that. So first thing I want to talk about is the webinar that you've got coming up on September 2nd.
Absolutely. So we are excited about this, Ed. We're having a webinar focused on the family love letter. And it is a framework for helping families put things in writing that they tend not to. So, you know, most people, when they think about estate planning, they think about a document that's created by an estate planning attorney. And that's necessary to have those legal documents. But this is the softer side of estate planning, and that is looking at what do you want your family to know if you were no longer on this earth, including a family mission statement, including this love letter written to your family, including all the personal data that your family members are going to need or your heirs are going to need access to. So we put that framework together, and we're having a webinar on September 2nd at 5 o'clock Pacific time to go through that process that we help our clients with, and we are inviting the public as well. So any of the listeners here are welcome to attend our Family Love Letter webinar.
I love that idea. I love that. And I often think about that. I often think to myself, well, you know what? Let me leave the family a letter from me to them just in case. And you provide the framework for it. So again, that's going to be September 2nd at 5 p.m. I'll make sure we remind everyone when we're before we close here. But how can they tune in?
So they can RSVP to our office, info@wealthwisefinancial.com. If they just send us an email, then we will get them the link.
Okay.
So it's a link that we'll be sending out to anybody who RSVPs.
Excellent. Well, consider my RSVP already in because I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
I'd love to tune
in. Yeah.
All right.
Let's
talk about this anticipated retail sales report we got that shows that the Delta variant has put a damper on American consumer spending as we saw sales decline by over 1% in July. What's going on there?
Well, the consumer has slowed down on their spending. And what's interesting about that is it didn't even rock the markets at all. Markets got that data that was concerning in that the consumer was slowing down on retail sales, and yet the markets didn't react really at all to that information. So that's a quandary there, but something definitely to take note on retail sales, you know, and the bigger question is that a temporary slowdown or is it going to be a more sustained slowdown?
Okay. Now, I'm just guessing here, but could it be that economists really aren't concerned about another lockdown looming and that's why it really didn't affect the markets that much?
Well, it should be concerning because when you look at consumer spending, it's an important part of our overall GDP. And so it is something to watch. Let's put it that way.
Okay. What's the most important driver of economic growth here in the United States?
Yeah, so that would be the most important driver in the U.S. as far as what GDP, gross domestic product, is made of is consumer spending.
Okay.
So consumer spending represents 70% of our GDP. And because that kind of is the great follow-up question to what you were asking about retail sales, because the consumer is the key driver. if we lose the consumer spending, then we're losing a significant part of GDP, which is what drives the economy. And so GDP, we know in the second quarter with an annualized 6.5%, which was a slowdown, we think that GDP in effect has peaked. We've talked about that a couple of weeks ago. We talked about GDP peaking. And that doesn't mean that it's not positive. GDP at 6.5% is huge, right? It's a huge number. Let's just put that into context. During all of the, from the Great Recession forward, we were looking at 2% GDP numbers, okay? So to have 6.5%, that's more like China numbers. China GDP right. is in that range, right? So that's a huge number. But coming off of the pandemic, we had a huge rise in GDP, and now we think that number has peaked, which means we're still going to be in growth mode, but that growth mode is slowing down to reach somewhat of more of normalized number, which we hope is more like, you know, 3% is a very strong. And that's what we had before this year, before 2021. We were looking at 3% numbers, which was huge. We finally got off of that 2%. We were more towards 3%. But definitely the consumer spending we need to keep track of to determine if the consumer still has enough oomph to continue spending. And the biggest risks there are inflation eating into consumer confidence, as well as the Delta variant and concerns about how widespread that's going to be, that would stop the consumer from spending in, let's say, restaurants, travel, you know, all the areas, going back to the grocery store, going back to, you know, we did see Target's numbers this week, which were excellent, showing that consumers were going back into Target. So the question is, will they continue to do that, or will they be scared off because of the Delta variant?
Okay. And am I wrong just asking the question if I think it's the stimulus check sugar rush wearing out?
Well, yeah, not only the stimulus, you know, in many forms, right? Because we've had unemployment, extended benefits, checks coming to people. Of course, what we still have now, the new checks that are coming in the mail are for child care credits that are coming to individuals. So that should sustain some spending power for families that have children. But the roll-off of extended unemployment benefits, what I think is going to happen is then unemployment numbers will continue to go down because people will start going back to work.
Okay.
That will help.
Okay. This week, all eyes seem to be on digital currency. It seems that everybody's talking about these digital currencies. Two questions for you. Should the Federal Reserve issue a central bank digital currency? And should digital currencies be better regulated? And if so, how?
Well, I don't think that the U.S. has much of a choice on digital currency simply to maintain competitiveness globally. And that's because China is making it very clear they're moving forward with their digital currency. So in a sense, the U.S. really doesn't have a choice. They have to do it. Whether they want to do it might be another question.
Yeah.
But I think that they want to do it because they have to do it. So I think the Federal Reserve will issue a central bank digital currency. And of course, that needs to be regulated. And so, you know, what we've seen is the first mention of it in a congressional way with the infrastructure package. So these currencies, the existing cryptocurrencies were addressed in having regulation around taxation and having the different firms are going to have to report transactions, which helps the IRS then track it and tax it. And so now if we can get a central bank digital currency from the United States, of course, that will be regulated through our Federal Reserve and Treasury Department.
As you describe it, it seems like, remember when you used to have to plug your nose and drink that nasty medicine? It's kind of what it is. When they have to do it, they want to do it because they have to do it, as you said.
Yes.
So what kind of timeline would you see? 1 year, 2 years, 3 years down the road?
In order to create that digital currency?
Yes.
I think it's in this administration's purview for sure. They're already talking about it. They're making it clear. Federal Reserve is making it clear that they're talking about, you know, whether they should do it or not. But I don't think they have a choice. So I think that they're grappling with it now. I think their primary concern, of course, is to make sure that the economy is strong through looking at unemployment and also targeting their target inflation numbers. So those are their two big mandates. But certainly, this idea of digital currency is on the block as well.
Okay. And if it's okay with you, I want to circle back to your webinar on September 2nd and ask you that currently with the clients you have and what you've been hearing and seeing from them, do you find that they're wanting to do this love letter, this goodbye? Is that something that over the last few years you've noticed more and more of?
So, yes, we're very excited because this is a new program for us that we've just added. So it's an additional value add for our clients. And it comes out of, we talk about that we do three things for our clients. We help them articulate their vision. We help them navigate the risks of the market. And we help them create a legacy. And so that was that third piece of creating a legacy that we've done in different formats, but we finally now have this framework of using a family love letter to really help our clients create something that is lasting and that goes beyond their lifetime. So we've already started implementing it with a few clients, and now we're rolling it out to everyone. And like I said, we are welcoming the public to also join us for us to share that with them as well.
I think it's the greatest idea ever. I really do. Being someone who's had family members who didn't leave a letter, it is the greatest idea ever. And thank you for doing that. Lorene, how do we find you?
WealthWiseFinancial.com or 949-748-1177. And Ed, we have a new website that you may have noticed.
Oh, so my, yes. I did notice it. I forgot to mention how much I love how easy it is to navigate your new website. Tell us about it a little bit.
Yeah, so we've worked hard to update our website, make it more user-friendly and a little bit more up-to-date. So please visit us at wealthwisefinancial.com.
Okay. And again, that webinar is on September 2nd at 5 p.m. As always, Lorene, thank you so much for being with us this morning. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you, Ed. Have a great day.
You as well. That's Lorene Gilbert, President and CEO of WealthWise Financial Services. It's 8:15. It's the Mornings with Ed Show. Money, 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 money.